Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This is an email from Matthew.
Starts with, howdy. I have been listening to your show for several weeks now and have found that your unique philosophy has begun to pay dividends in my LSAT journey. However, I am curious as to your thoughts about other measures we can take to ensure our best performance on test day. I know by far the most critical LSAT strategy is the one where you understand everything you read. But I have heard that certain break regimens or beverages can help your score slightly.
This is interesting. Matthew has focused on the most important thing, and then something that I would put way down the scale to the point where actually I don't want people to think I...
A zero to the point of potentially negative.
Harmful, yeah.
Matthew says, do you guys think picking the right snack or comfortable outfit can actually help you focus and earn a higher score? Or are the people reporting that they score higher when they drink an energy drink experiencing score variance? Almost certainly the latter, Matthew. Or they're just like trying to get a free case of fucking Red Bull by making posts on Reddit. You know, like, why would you believe any of these people saying any of these things?
Yeah.
Furthermore, if you're good at the test, it doesn't matter what you're wearing. You could put Ben Olsen in a suit of armor and he would be just fine, I'm sure, taking the LSAT because he's good at the LSAT. You don't need, it's, man, this kind of like being real nitpicky about the details that matter not a lot. You know, it's like the exact opposite, by the way, of like really being comfortable and cozy is being like highly particular months in advance about what type of snack and sweatpants you're going to wear on the test. It's like, that's, You should wear whatever is on your floor, you know, that you were wearing yesterday. You should just pick that up and put them on and go take the test. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
With all that being said, are there any little strategies you recommend or things that helped you perform your best aside from studying?
I mean, I think we've said these things before, and I don't know that I would call them little strategies. I think we try to focus on the big strategies. They are understand the test, as you've already pointed out, but it's also things like treat every test as a practice test, right? Sign up to plan to take the test more than once. Maybe that's two times, three times, four times. In other words, it's a way of not giving the test so much respect, right? What else?
Treat it as a fun, easy game that you're good at. When you're taking your official test, you need to feel privileged and happy to be doing this fun, easy thing that you get to do. It's the equivalent of, you know, when you're Magic Johnson stepping up to play one-on-one against somebody, you're happy to roll them the ball, to take the ball first, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not rushing to... Oh, I have to get the ball first. It's like, yeah, we're playing one-on-one. All right, here you go.
Yeah, let's go.
You know, let's do this. And for me, the thing that I did on, I loved in a test. I did this in almost all of my tests that I ever took, including all my law school exams and everything, is that they would say start and everybody would frantically start typing. And I never would start on the start. I would instead like look around the room, see how frantically everybody else was, you know, treating the next 3 hours of their life. And instead I would like take a breath, maybe stretch a little bit, you know, and just make sure that I'm doing it on my terms. That's my equivalent of, you know, rolling the ball to the other guy being like, all right, let's do this. You know, it's like, sure, I'm going to spend most of the time working, but I don't need to like spend every precious second, because that's not going to be the difference, right? How I approach it is going to be the difference. And so the energy drink, that's not the difference. The snack, not the difference. The sweatpants, not it. But your attitude toward the test, that's, I think, the big difference in whether you're going to perform, you know, near the top of your range versus near the bottom of your range. Bottom of your range is the exact opposite of that. Being all crazy about the time, frantically obsessing over every single detail. It's like the guy who, in the old days of paper and pencil test, the guy who brought the entire box of pencils to the test. It's like, really, dude, you thought you were going to break 45 pencils in the course of a 3-hour exam?
Yeah.
You already lost. What are you doing?
Yeah.
All right. Anything else for Matthew?
No. Keep up the good work. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.